Welcome back to The Ed Show, episode 2. And to kick off the news, we have a ton of new System Center announcements, which were released on the 27th. So, Simon, I wanted you to go ahead and cover some of the private cloud.
That's
products.
Right. Just yesterday, we announced the release, or the pre-release, of three of the new technologies. So, first of all, the System Center App Controller. If you tuned in last week, you saw our interview with Anath, where we discussed some of the benefits of App Controller in the private cloud. But beyond that, if you're one of the IT pros out there, you might be working at one of our IT help desks. And so you're going to be really excited about System Center Service Manager 2012. Also, the beta just came out yesterday. So with Service Manager, it's essentially the IT help desk's best friend. It allows you to collect any problems, inventory change, have a centralized knowledge base, so that you could quickly and centrally resolve any issues throughout the whole environment. But that's not it. The third release for the private cloud from yesterday, release candidate for System Center Orchestrator. And if you're unfamiliar with Orchestrator, this is our integrated workflow engine for all of the other System Center products. You'd have this nice little drag and drop map, you put together all these different components, click go, and now you have an automated workflow that kicks off. So Orchestrator, it really ties together all of these different parts of System Center, all the different parts of the private cloud, to really bring this high level of automation, which you're going to want in your next data center. Now, these are the three big products. We have Orchestrator Release Candidate, App Controller Beta, and Service Manager Beta. But there is more.
That's not all. We have another announcement for the release candidate of System Center Endpoint Protection 2012. Now, for those of you who may have not heard of that, you probably have heard of Forefront Endpoint Protection 2010, and this is the next release of that, which also ties into Configuration Manager 2012, which is one of the upgrades or enhancements. And the other big thing that we have in this product is role-based administration. So now you can take different roles and assign different tasks for those people. So say, for instance, you've got somebody who's responsible for the health of your desktop machines out there and making sure they're secure, removing viruses, you can set up a role for those folks so they have access to Configuration Manager and don't have access to do things like deploy operating systems and all these other things that Configuration Manager can do. Now, along with that, we have Configuration Manager 2012 has a release candidate. For the private cloud side of things, you know, we can obviously manage servers and virtual machines, but Configuration Manager also can manage clients and now mobile devices so that you've got that unified management view in your environment. Really, the big shift is around user-centric management instead of device management, which has kind of been the scenario in the past. Now you're focused on the user. What devices do they have? What kind of applications do they have? And kind of focusing in on optimized scenarios for that. Speaking of Configuration Manager 2012, I actually did an interview with Jeffrey Sutherland, who is a principal program manager here at Microsoft, focused on the mobile device management scenario as it relates to Configuration Manager 2012.
Great, let's take a look.
All right, this is David Teslar, continuing on with the Edge Show, and I am here in the office of Jeffrey Sutherland. And Jeffrey, could you tell us a little bit about what you do here?
Sure. So I'm a lead program manager on System Center Configuration Manager, and I manage the team that's responsible for our mobile device management feature set in Config Manager 2012.
It's a big deal. Lots of devices out there.
There are a lot of devices, and it's becoming more of a free-for-all. People are just bringing in whatever devices they want, and IT is discovering they're not able to dictate the terms for which devices you're going to have available to you.
Okay. And so how did we come about with this 2012 release and in connecting the Exchange ActiveSync protocol and that kind of management into the console?
Sure. So for mobile device management, there's really a major challenge because of the ability for our end users to bring whatever devices they want. And in the past, we used to try to, you know, again, IT tried to dictate, you know, these were the phones you could bring. You could just do Windows Mobile, or you could just do BlackBerry, for example, and you'd have very, very deep management. Well, with this consumerization push and end users actually having more freedom, that option is no longer available. The good thing is most phone manufacturers and most operating system vendors have adopted Exchange ActiveSync and mail clients that work with Exchange ActiveSync as kind of the de facto standard. And Exchange Active Sync brings with it some basic policy management that we can leverage. The problem is that Exchange, of course, and the people who manage Exchange in an IT department are focused on making your mailbox available, keeping it up and running, and they're not the people who worry about compliance and making sure your systems are configured properly and securely, and so you've had this persona mismatch. Well, those people do live and breathe in Config Manager today for laptops, desktop, server management, and so we're really trying to bring under a single pane of glass all of your management capabilities within Config Manager. And so by building this connector to Exchange, we kind of can accomplish that.
Okay. And I know that we have the user-centric side of things too. So
right. You
know, that bringing that on top of it.
Yeah. So user-centric management is kind of a fundamental shift in what we're doing with Config Manager 2012. Initially, for mobile devices, it's really again focused on just enabling you to bring those in and leveraging mail as part of your kind of end-to-end your workflow as an end user. But as we look forward, we're going to start building more and more features that allow things like delivery of applications that are aligned with your line of business apps, things that we've really enabled in Config Manager 2012 for your more traditional workstations in this release.
Okay, very cool. Well, could you tell me more about the nuts and bolts of how does that all work? How does the Configuration Manager connect up to Exchange Active Sync?
Sure, I can do that. I'm going to hop to the whiteboard real
quick. Sure, yeah, let's do that.
So we'll actually start with your mailboxes. So you have your Exchange server that is hosting your mailbox servers, and I'm just going to abbreviate MBX. I hope that's okay with you. And then fronting this is a server role that is the client access server or client access point for Exchange. And so all of the mail clients actually come through this client access server. It determines where your mailbox is, etc., reaches out and grabs your mail, and sends that back to the the end user's phone or other device. So the way Config Manager is going to actually operate is we connect to Exchange in much the same way that your actual client is. So we have our server, and we've built what we call our connector. So you have this little component on the server that's going to connect to Exchange. And we actually connect through the CAS as well. And then we first query Exchange to determine what devices have connected through Exchange Active Sync, inventory all those devices, and we collect up information about the devices directly into our system. And most of the device information and the way Exchange works is they store a lot of their data in Active Directory, which I'm going to use kind of a standard symbol for Active Directory. So we'll query the CAS, and it actually communicates with Active Directory to query to find which devices have actually connected. We then will also check to see some mailbox policies and things like that. So that's kind of the inventory side.
Okay, so questions on that.
Sure.
Would be, how frequently is that polling? As people keep adding devices, mm-hmm. is there a regular interval it queries the CAS?
Yeah, so the first time you set it up, we do a one-time pull of all the devices that have already set up.
Okay.
And then we have a delta synchronization process that runs typically every 5 minutes, at least by default. And then you can configure that. So if you want to run it less frequently, you can. If you want to increase the frequency, you can. It's not terribly compelling to increase the frequency because 5 minutes is a pretty small window. And we'll just, again, query for just the delta. So any devices that have connected to Exchange that we didn't get in the last poll.
Okay. And so the actual most, the CAS is the central store. What role does AD play in that?
So CAS essentially just is a connection broker, if you want to think of it like that.
Okay.
So all of the connections to communicate to Exchange come through the CAS, and then it determines where it needs to go to access data. So we essentially call PowerShell commandlets that are on the Exchange CAS server, and then it'll query Exchange to grab the attributes that we're looking for.
Okay.
And then in addition, for the policy management aspects of it, it'll communicate with the mailbox server directly.
Okay. Where is the actual device type stored at?
The device type is actually stored as part of the device record that gets stored in Active Directory.
Oh.
And it's actually associated with the user record, as opposed to being a computer record in AD.
Okay. And what about as far as if a customer had more than one, let's say they may have Office 365 or they mm-hmm. had other directories, is there a
right.
way to tie that in as well?
Yeah, so essentially it kind of depends on what your configuration is. We can set up a separate connector for each exchange organization. So if you just have one organization in your enterprise, which applies to most enterprises that you're going to encounter, you just need to set it up once, and we can discover all the mailboxes. And you can have many, many mailbox servers that are, you know, geographically located in different physical locations, and we can communicate to the appropriate CAS server to connect to those. So we handle that kind of by default. If you do have different exchange organizations, like you might have a separate AD forest that's, you know, different trust models, etc. A typical scenario is one where maybe you've through an acquisition, you're bringing two companies together, and for a period of time, you're running with separate organizations. So we can actually function and set up a separate connector to that second exchange organization as well. And this could be an exchange organization that's another on-premise one, or it could be one that's actually Office 365.
So Exchange ActiveSync is great. You know, obviously is good for a lot of different devices, but it really doesn't have a lot of depth
right.
to that management. What else can we do to go deeper in managing these devices?
Sure. So the Exchange ActiveSync integration that we have, we refer to as light management, and that does kind of give us a breadth of clients. In addition, we have a feature set that we refer to as depth management of mobile devices. And in this case, and I'm going to erase all this Exchange stuff. So again, you have your config manager server. And we're going to have either a separate server, or it actually can be on the same server. We have your management point, which is the server where policy is sent. And you set an option on that to turn it into a device management point. So this is one that devices can connect to. And then we have two other server roles, what we refer to as the enrollment server and the enrollment web server. And so what will happen is you have your mobile device. And in this case, natively, we're only supporting older versions of Windows Mobile and Windows CE. So you have your Windows Mobile, let's just say it's a 6.5 device. You actually connect to a URL that is our enrollment web server. And this actually is a service discovery, so the user doesn't necessarily need to know that URL. We'll find it for them based on their email address. So we connect through the enrollment web server. That feeds into the enrollment server, which then passes along the user credentials of the user making the request to determine whether that user is allowed to enroll. Once we verify that, Config Manager will actually connect to a certificate authority to issue a certificate on behalf of that user for ongoing connections to us. So that certificate is sent back to the client and is installed. And then from that moment on, the client will actually connect through the device management point to query for policies. And leveraging this, we get more than what you get through Exchange ActiveSync, which is just policies. We actually can deploy software. We can collect more information about the devices. So you get a much richer set of functionality over and above what Exchange ActiveSync does. In this release, as I mentioned, we're limited to Windows Mobile as well as Nokia Symbian. But we've built our infrastructure so that partners would be able to build on top of us to extend us to other device types, so iOS, Android, etc.
Okay, and they would use the same underlying infrastructure to tap onto that?
Precisely.
Okay. And the enrollment server, the EWS, is that typically all on one server with ConfigMan or one separate server, or are we talking three different servers here?
The way you set it up is fairly flexible. Typically, what you're going to end up with is the web server is in your DMZ, and then your enrollment server may or may not be co-located with the Config Manager server itself. Usually, you know, for enterprises with large scale, you're going to want to separate those roles as well. But you can configure them any way you want. You could have these two co-located together, you could have these two co-located together, so it's very flexible as far as what you want to do.
Okay. So what is a way that you could automate this entire process of management? Obviously, there's that initial EWS, you got to manually put some information in
right.
to where the user doesn't just get their Exchange ActiveSync mail without having to be under management.
Right. So Some enterprises will opt to only make mail available if you've already enrolled in management. And so what we can do is actually the user would enroll directly, as I just described, into Config Manager. And then once our client is installed and configured, the first thing we do is push down policies for configuring the device further. And we could actually set up mail for them. So rather than going through the mail client and configuring Exchange, you get that after you've enrolled in management. And the way to make that work then is that you don't actually publish for DNS discovery your mail service. You only publish the your enrollment service for Config Manager.
Okay. Yeah, so you advertise to your users that EWS, hey, you want mail, go here, and then it all works, assuming that you're on a Symbian or Windows Mobile 6.5 until we have more support or have a partner, basically.
That's right.
To help out. Okay, great. All right, thanks for your time.
All right.
All right, well, hopefully you enjoyed that interview with Jeffrey, and don't forget to download the latest betas and release candidates of the System Center products. And next week, stay tuned for Joey Snow.